with Bears general manager Ryan Pace. Bears in Detroit here at Ford Field, trying to go 3-1 in the division. And I'll tell you, it's been a conversation John Fox and I have had throughout the course of the week. What you dream about in the division here in the final month of the season, you could go 3-1 today. You could wind up 5-1 if everything goes well against some playoff-bound football teams. It sent quite a message. What message would you say it sends?
I think it would send a strong message, but beyond just the division record, I think just the ability for us to finish strong in this final quarter. We haven't played well on the road this year, so I'm anxious to see today how we play on the road in a tough environment.
All right, Matt Barkley sending some messages as well. This, though, his first road start against a very strong opponent. Learn more about who he is in this situation, no doubt.
Yeah, we've talked about it throughout the week. I think this will be a big challenge for him on the road, a good defense against a team that's really playing with a lot of momentum right now, too. And I think there's a lot of important evaluations going on right now throughout our roster, but Barkley's definitely one of those important evaluations.
Leonard Floyd is having a good stretch here. He's feeling confident. He's growing every day. Did you expect the immediate dividends you're getting?
You know, Jeff, I think he's progressively gotten better each week, and it's a credit to him. It's a credit to our coaches. And, you know, obviously we knew the talent that he had, and I just thought – it was just a matter of him devoting more time to one position and specifically more time to his pass rush. And I just think you see him getting better and better. And, you know, it's a result of a lot of hard work by him. The exciting part about it is I think there's still huge upside ahead of him, and that's going to be fun to watch.
It was the sacks or the attraction, but there's more to his game right now that he's playing well.
No doubt. I mean, you watch the energy and the motor that he plays with. He's 100 miles an hour every snap. So it's not just the sacks and the quarterback hits and the pressure, but it's you know, getting off blocks and chasing plays down from the backside and just being a disruptive, high-energy player, and that's why we drafted him.
Is Hicks playing at Pro Bowl level?
He's playing at an extremely high level right now. I've been around Akeem a lot going back to New Orleans, and I think the thing that stands out to me is he's very comfortable in this defense, and he's really improved with his technique as well. And I think that's a credit to his hard work, but also his position coach, Jay Rogers. I'm excited about him. I think he'd probably be getting even more attention if our record was a little bit better, to be honest with you. But I think this might be the best football I've seen him play in the NFL.
2016 draft class proving to be one of the best in the league because they're getting a lot of snaps.
Yeah, and you know how I feel about it. It's so early in the process. A lot of times those evaluations take, you know, 3 years out to fully evaluate it. But this class has showed promise. And I think, honestly, you said it, what's helped that is, you know, the silver lining with these injuries is a lot of these guys have got to play more and more, and I think that accelerates some of their development. And you're seeing that. You're seeing that with guys like Kwiatkowski and Whitehair and Howard, and those guys getting chances because of injuries but taking advantage of those chances.
In turn, your coaches have to coach them up, though, too, so they're doing a good job.
No question they're doing a good job. I mean, it's a big jump for some of these guys coming from college programs to this, and especially late in the season, there's a lot of attrition, and our coaches are doing a good job with these younger players.
Usual scout side. This one on Darius Slay.
Fourth-year player, second-round pick, and he's playing at a high level. And what stood out about him and what stands out now is that he's got good length, but he's also a really instinctive player. He's got a good feel for coverage. He's got good ball skills. He's having a good year. I think he's got 11 pass breakups right now, which ranks pretty high. And, you know, he's a talented corner, and you pair him with Glover Quinn at safety, and it's a good secondary.
All right. Good luck today.
Thanks, Jeff.